This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Roger Mundy is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 7th of December, 2013. As we take your phone calls, and we have a couple of open lines right now if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Toward the end of that last hour, Roger, I had to cut you off. You weren't finished. Did you want to finish what you were saying there?
Yes, except that it may open a truly enormous topic that but what I was going to say was that this Catholic connection, as demonstrated by a court decision in 2001 that cited a papal bull as its source of authority, at some point here I'd like to, if not on this show but another, talk about how the Declaration of Independence would ties into that. But as you can see, that would be a really... huge.
Yeah, that's a long, involved thing. We'll have to address that, though, because I know that's something you've been working on very passionately. You know, the thing about it is here, I really think there's a larger issue, and that is organized religion in and of itself has been used against us in a major way. You know, the manipulation going on right now with the social engineering that's taking place in the churches, the 501c3 pastors who have sold out, the faith-based initiatives, I was really alarmed recently by the fact that to learn that I guess John MacArthur, I don't know if you've ever heard him on the radio, apparently he's come out now and he has advocated or at least said that people receiving the microchip, you know, like an RFID implantable microchip, it's not the mark of the beast. You know, you've got some of these people now in the church, in the religious establishment, that are actually starting to disseminate stuff that would allow, that would basically take away the alarm or the sense of... I don't know. I'm having a difficult time really expressing it.
Yeah.
There would be ordinarily resistance among the church towards something like this. And you got these people who are leaders in the so-called Christian community that would be able to stand out and actually stand up against this thing and sway the minds of the people. But now I'm seeing a move toward trying to let people's guard down, trying to give them a false sense of security that, hey, this is okay. It's all right. Nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. And this is a trend that I'm starting to see that really is concerning to me.
Yeah, and that's technique used throughout the millennium to neutralize the reactions of the people towards a centralized tyranny over their lives by men, and religions. All organized religions I have studied have done exactly that, because after all, they gain their power by the belief that you need somebody as a living intercessor between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is anathema to the very presence of Christ in us. So we see that technique used throughout history. Why I keep stressing that this time is that I want the people to understand that this is not a new phenomenon, but it is a phenomenon that has occurred throughout the millennium. And mm-hmm. by knowing that and then being able to identify the techniques and identify the same repeated pattern over and over again, better empowers the mind to know what to do and what to believe and what to trust, what not to trust, everything that the people need to come to in their minds in order to have a peace of mind about what's going on and in order to know what to do. So
yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have the line stacked now. Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, thanks for holding on.
Hi, Darren and Nancy and Roger.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. You know what? I think we've all been looking at the wrong thing in the wrong place. I found an organization called the Alliance for Regional Stewardship, and it is an organization of the Chamber of Commerce executives. And so I've been tracing this back and forth, primarily because one of the things that it said on this website that captured my attention was that they were following in the thinking the footsteps of John W. Gardner. Now, John W. Gardner, after Kennedy was assassinated and Johnson came to the presidency, he appointed John W. Gardner to be a special assistant or, you know, something to the White House. And the Great Society was Gardner's plan. Okay. Gardner mm-hmm. had been the CEO, the president of the Carnegie Foundation. The Carnegie Foundation started in 1911. One of the first things that Carnegie did was to divide the United States up into regions so that he could distribute he would have regional leadership and he could distribute his materials on internationalism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Chamber of Commerce was started in 1912 on the suggestion of William Howard Taft, and this is on the Chamber of Commerce website, okay? This is what Taft is alleged to have said. We want your assistance. He called together a meeting of businessmen, and he said, we want your assistance in carrying on the government in reference to those matters that affect the business and the business welfare of the country. We do not wish to limit your discretion in that matter. Well, in all the things that I've researched, of course, they all tie down to regionalism and to these zones that I've called Trojan Triangles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this organization promotes, this regional stewardship.
Mm.
Okay, now, the whole problem in our country and our economy is international trade. Right? It's all...
That's my view.
They're destroying our economy. Well, the International Chamber of Commerce was started in 1919 as one of the organizations under the League of Nations. In 1946, when they started the United Nations, the International Chamber of Commerce was given special consultative status with the United Nations. So there you have your link to business, the destruction of our economy, the regionalization, and in the zones that I have been studying, they are run by what you would call a regional board of directors that includes and is led by the Chamber of Commerce. And what they do, they get the city leaders, city and county leaders in the area to sign a partnership agreement, and then they partner all together, and then you've got a regional organization running, you know, an area that that is cross-jurisdictional.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, it's kind of interesting, too, that it seems like, you know, there's a, for every federal agency, there's an international agency that mirrors it. Is that what you found in your research, Vicki?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. And when I was looking at the EPA, I found that the legislation that created the EPA is one of the most copied pieces of legislation in the world. Just about every government has an EPA.
Okay, hold it right there. We got to take a break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website is governamerica.com, and we have Vicki in Idaho on the line. And clock got us, Vicki. But just before the break, we were talking about, I mentioned that, you know, it seems kind of interesting that we have all of these federal agencies of the federal government, and then mirroring these federal agencies, we also have international agencies as well. You know, for every federal agency, there's an international counterpart. To me, the question really is, what does this tell us about who's really driving world events?
Well, it tells me that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is right at the center of it. and that they have kind of a boomerang kind of thing. You know, they go through the international route, get the UN to pass something, and then it comes back to us as an international initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do believe that the Chamber of Commerce is, number one, it's a fascist organization. Number
mm-hmm.
two, it exerts the influence on our government that has caused all of this, the economic meltdown and the problems
yeah.
that were, because their only focus is on money. They don't care about people. And
see, the problem is what they've done is they've sucked us dry to the point where literally, I mean, there's not very much. They keep talking about opening markets where there are no markets, where there's no people with anything. This is a global redistribution of wealth program.
Right. Well, and they have transferred so much money out of this country, supposedly doing economic development in other countries, that money is now coming back into the United States, and it's displacing us as citizens. I just got an article about a new Chinese city being built in New York.
I saw that just this morning.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the whole strategy of an economy based on smart growth, you know, computerizing everything and making everything efficient to the point where you don't need people, that does not help our country. It does not help the people in this country. All it is just a major control grid for these
yep.
psychopathic maniacs. You know, at the Chamber of Commerce, both national and international, and their counterparts around the world.
Yep,
it
I can't argue
makes,
with that.
It also
Go
makes
ahead,
a
Nancy.
Great deal of sense when you consider that the successful businesses in any community are all members
yes.
of the Chamber of Commerce in all cities.
Absolutely.
And
you know,
they pay dues, they pay fees to be members of this outfit. This is an international monstrosity.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is that these people are paying dues to an organization that is destroying our country.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's that group, I don't know, I forget what that woman's name is, the one that always says, don't buy, don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested to her one time that, you know, what she really ought to be doing, what everybody really ought to be doing, is picketing their local Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to hear that, you know, because, gee whiz, that's jobs and business in the community. Well,
exactly.
it isn't anymore, you know.
Well, that's the problem.
I'd
go ahead, Roger.
Well, nor has it been in decades. You know, then
I don't know that it's
been...
ever been, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, commerce is international law. It's international trade. And so I think what I've observed, just a little snapshot of the unfolding of what you're talking about, is just an example that stands out is, like FDR's bankruptcy, where he establishes all these agencies under the Administrative Procedures Act, which quickly abandoned a position under even that bankruptcy, and now functions, I say, not under a headless fourth branch, but directly under the empire. And I think that was the reorganization of the United States, and it is now in the next stage, which is the liquidation
mm-hmm.
stage that follows a bankruptcy that fails.
Yep.
So, yeah, and
you could be
and
right
I'm
on
entirely
that.
Entirely in agreement with you the regionalism. Actually, is just a very ancient technique of empire. In the earliest forms, perhaps, the Assyrians did a type of regionalism when they moved entire populations into different countries. And basically the objective was to destroy the memory of their old allegiances and their old belief systems. And now it's into more of a subversive command and control mode. Regionalism is much more ancient than the UN ever dreamed to be. We can see this kind of administrative procedural money-based regionalism throughout history in the Ptolemies and the Darius the First of the Persians and so forth. So,
well, and isn't that exactly what's happening in this country? I knew that that's what they were doing when I heard Susan, one of the senators, the senator from Maine, talking about our Somali community. Well, they are importing communities of foreigners, and probably you're right. You know, it is to erase the memory of what this country was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that tears down our culture.
Yeah, and that's why we're having to fight Sharia law.
Yeah, diaspora communities.
Yes, that's exactly right. Uh-huh.
Hitman, 14-year-old hitman for the Mexican drug cartels being allowed back into the country. You know, there's a teenager going into San Antonio, Texas. He's now 17, but when he was 14, he was involved in beheadings down in Mexico. I mean, the kind of stuff that's going on right now is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, but you can take regionalism all the way from the level of the continent,
mm-hmm.
clear down to our communities. And what it does, basically, is to disempower the law of the land, which is our constitution.
The law of the land, and it also sets brother against brother. You know, and we have always had these diaspora communities. We've had our Italian communities and our Irish communities and our Jewish communities and on and on and on. And, you know, and it is a dividing tactic. It's never worked well. And now we're bringing in quote unquote enemies of the United States. We had quote unquote terrorists from the Mideast who were set up shop in Kentucky. And what it does is it creates the divisions that are divided, that are desired within the American people.
Right, and all of this small business stuff, the Chamber of Commerce is supporting these foreign, quote, entrepreneurs. Well, they're not entrepreneurs. They are foreign faces that the Chamber of Commerce is setting up into business because it's the people with money who run the community. Right?
There you go.
And then the government gives them grants to start up the businesses.
Well, Vicki, I appreciate the call. It's a good call. I appreciate your information there. We got to scoot because we got a bunch of calls, and we're out of this half hour. One more half hour to go. Thank you so much. Folks, we'll be back in a moment here on Govern America. Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website is governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And go to the website on the main page, get the phone numbers of the legislators here in Michigan that have that are dealing with this resolution here. Call those numbers, folks. If they're not in their offices, leave messages for them. They need hundreds and hundreds of messages of people all across the country telling them, no. Kill this resolution, HGRV. Kill the resolution. And we'll have more information going up on the website regarding this as time progresses. In the meantime, we have mass graves in Mexico with the cartels down there. We were talking about some of this regionalism before the break. And under the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, we had the Security and Prosperity Partnership Initiative of North America. This is a region, and this is something that's being promoted and continuing to being pushed under the Obama administration. You don't hear about it anymore. A lot of the people that were talking about it under Bush have quit talking about it, but it continues to go forward. In the meantime, you have cartel violence continuing to increase. Extortion is on the rise in Mexico City. They're moving beyond entrepreneurs and business owners, according to these experts. This publication, InfoSur Yohoy, says a simple telephone call has brought fear to the lives of many American families, or many families in Mexico, as extortion is becoming one of the One of the crimes that most impact small business owners, professionals, entrepreneurs, and society as a whole. From January to October, 6,635 extortion cases have been reported in Mexico after 4,484 cases were reported in all of 2012. However, in 2011, an estimated 4.4 million reported and unreported cases of extortion were committed in the country, according to the 2012 National Survey of Victimization and Perception of Public Safety by Mexico's National Institute of Statistics and Geography. The difference arises, they say, because extortion isn't usually reported to authorities, according to Lionel Fernandez Novello, an investigator with the Mexico Center for Public Policy Analysis. Anyway, they go on to break it down by particular Mexican states, and I won't go into all of that, but this is a major problem in Mexico. And as these cartels continue to come into this country, we've covered on this broadcast stories about how they are literally making themselves known and making their way throughout the United States. And this is something that's been allowed to happen by our Department of Justice and by our Department of Homeland Security, the present administration. They're encouraging this sort of thing. And it's the whole idea is to break down your culture, but also to break down your national security, make you a good victim. We see this cartel violence. I mentioned a moment ago, we have these mass graves going on in Mexico right now. Daily Mail reports 62 bodies pulled from Mexico mass grave where cartel assassins dumped their victims in the latest grisly drug violence. They say Mexican authorities have uncovered 62 bodies from mass graves in the western state of Jalisco. The gravesite was discovered earlier this month as investigators search for two missing police officers. The bodies are believed to be casualties of a turf war between the Knights Templar cartel and the New Generation drug cartel. Authorities have not confirmed whether the missing officers are among the dead. So we have that going on, and I think it's important to realize, I can't imagine the tremendous stress and anxiety that must be being experienced by a lot of folks that are living along the U.S.-Mexican border. Anyway, getting back to the phones, we have some folks that are still holding on. Larry in Washington, you're up next, sir.
Yeah, hello, Darren.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was wondering, wasn't the Jesuits set up by Ignatius Loyola, who was a Murano Jew?
That's a good question. I don't know. Roger, do you have any idea?
I think that's correct. I think he did, but I'm not completely certain of that. But, yes, I think that's true.
Well, it seems like they're always involved in something.
Yeah.
Okay, Darren, that's just... I just wanted to validate that because I remember reading it years gone by.
All right. Well, that's short and to the point. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
I just wanted to make a comment on the Mexican militia, mass graves.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's a little bit of a hope. In fact, when I saw it, I almost wept because it's an American Free Press article about reported on the I would call it the organic formation of Mexican militias.
Mm-hmm.
In response to these extortionists and these drug cartels.
Right.
We had a picture of these Mexican patriots.
Yes.
Bearing arms who've just taken upon themselves to oppose all forces to protect their families and their communities. And I showed it to a guy, of course, where I was working, we have been flooded with illegal Mexicans. And I was talking to a Mexican American who was on that crew and expressing to him, and he nearly wept too because this is the spirit that is actually found in all the people in the world when they're put to extremity. And so what it does is it counters an image of the Mexican, which is too easily come to, as being shifting, thieving, whatever.
Yeah.
Even though they are illegally in this country, when we look at the home country of this thing, we understand that all people in the world want the same thing, and they want security for their families. They don't want to be invaders. Want hearth and home. And
well, that's a very important point, and I appreciate you bringing that up too, because I do like to stress that, and it is really easy to fall into the pitfall of, you know, basically lumping them all in together, and that just comes back to the whole idea that NAFTA really victimized the Mexican people as well, and I mean, I'm sure that they would love to be able to stay in their home country and prosper. You know, our businesses, our multinationals went down there and drove them off their land, essentially. And they ended up having to come north because they're looking, you know, they were put out of business, basically.
Yeah, and I was telling them that crew, it was a concrete crew, and it's almost always dominated by illegals anymore in America. We established a kind of camaraderie, and I told them that you do understand that behind this this immigration policy and such is the plan to make you guys the cannon fodder and to foster a race war between me and white people and you. And they knew this.
Yeah.
Very encouragingly, they knew this. And I said, you know what we must do is identify the true enemy.
Yes. Well, that's just
it.
And that's why that's why the other side tries to produce race wars. That's why we were talking earlier about the Illuminati and their control of pop culture and the media. You know, they're promoting through these rap artists racial animosity, racial violence. You got the scumbags Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton out there stirring the pot whenever and however, wherever they possibly can. And this is all to create us, to make us fight amongst each other. Rather than
like divide and conquer, like regionalism is. Yeah.
Well, and it keeps our attention off of the actual criminals.
Exactly. Yep.
Criminal empire. Yes.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. You're up next, sir.
Why? Thank you, Darren, and good morning, Nancy, and of course, Roger. Thank you.
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
Good to talk to you.
Well, I had listened to you earlier, Roger, and I was very entrained with your knowledge and the due diligence you've done, as I have done, in studying the emanations of a lot of these religion churches of man that were perpetuated by the universal Christos church that Constantine conceived and crafted along with the help of his black-robed high Yehudi priest revolutionary terrorist cults that later became the Jesuits, the Templars, and the Archons for the Pharaohs or Pharisees of the different cults that came from the Sea People and the Babylonian Talmudian groups.
Okay, Chris, I've got to have you hold on for just a moment. Well, we got a quick timeout, and then we'll hit the ground running in the final segment next in a few minutes, okay? Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment. This is Covered America.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. This is Governed America. As we continue on, we have Chris in Las Vegas on the line. Sorry, Chris, I had to very rudely cut you off. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh, you're not rude. You're just helped by the itinerary of the programming director.
Yeah, the evil clock on the wall. You know how it is. Very ruthless dictator.
Yeah, I just observed that Roger seems to have observed Hosea 4-6 and probably comports with Reagan's policy doctrines of trust but verify, but if one doesn't actually do his own due diligence and study on his own and come to his own perhaps revealed conclusions as well as those he studies, then he's left to rely on the lives of those who tell him what he should believe.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, Chris, a lot of times you are so very powerfully informed and knowledgeable and conversant in these things that I have a hard time following you, but I actually followed you this time, and I would ask you if you have read Manuel Velikovsky's works, which is shockingly amazing for a Zionist who had a powerfully insightful view of ancient history and very, very blinded to current history. So I do relate to what you're saying, and I appreciate that. And it's amazing. Your references see people and such. I understand what you're saying, and yeah, it is an amazing phenomenon. See this temple cults domination of history over these very many thousands of years.
Well, in my battle against the Zone Nazis in Arizona on private grants of land made patent and constitutional diversity, I read the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which is written in about 1861 or so. And it's basically sells the lands of north of America from the southwest, from Mexico's plenipotentiaries, to the United States for the people. And in the language of that particular document, it's very flowery, but the plenipotentiaries of Mexico speak to the Catholica cult, the Catholic cult, if you will. And it suggests to me that, I think I've concluded the same that you have, that those were the advisors of the Talmudic groups who were in the ear of Constantine that made the suggestion for him to concoct this vision of the Maluvian Bridge, or Malvanian Bridge, whatever it's called, to claim that he had this revelation of a spiritual direction. Of course, we don't know the nature of the spirit that was speaking to him, if one of
that did.
It could have been just a fiery tale.
Yes, yes, and that is interesting, because once they have exploited the home base of many empires, then they do tend to move and set up headquarters and do it again elsewhere. So, I agree with you, yes.
That is absolutely their military or militant tactic, whereby they impose or imposter themselves like Trojan horses and adopt the customs and dress and habits of the intended victim group that they choose to prey on, take over, and seize their whole government and rule by deceit. And this has served them time and again since the beginnings of time.
Well, gentlemen, I don't think people realize the spiritual nature of the battle that we're fighting. And I think that that's one thing that's really come through in this broadcast today, is we just keep coming back to these agents and the occult nature of it all, the diabolically spiritual nature of it all, that's driving the world affairs and world forces. You know, and this is really perpetuating itself today in a major way, where I think, you know, with these concerts, with these pop culture events, these performers, they're literally organizing their stage acts now in such a way that they're literally making their audiences really a part of an occult ritual. Have you noticed this at all?
Oh my God. Absolutely.
Well, criminalizing Christianity while literally going in and legalizing atheism and also embracing all other religions.
Well, one thing that I've noticed here is they have, and I don't know if I can really describe it exactly what I'm talking about here, but they'll have like ceremonies on stage where they actually initiate new members of their Illuminati performance things. They'll have rituals where the audience is actually taking part in the ritual. And it's an initiation ceremony. We've seen that in some of these award ceremonies where they will bring out somebody. They'll start off in a white dress, and then before they know it, you know, the white dress comes off, and underneath is a more diabolical outfit, you know, and everything. And it's like the audience members, whether they be on TV or whether they actually be there in the audience at the event, they're being made a part of this whole thing. I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to really describe it in such a way that I don't know if I'm conveying it.
I think what it is, you're quite right, and I think what it is actually a changing of the ideological basis of Western culture to serve their purposes now more towards an Eastern Gnostic type ideological basis, because of all the ancient practices of mind control and forms of dialectics, none were more powerful than that attained by the East and by, for example, in the Hindu temple cult. And so we see the rise of that all over the place. It's the Easternization of America, for example, if we get local, and which is, segues very well with the liquidation to our main creditor, I suppose. And if they can impose, and we see it in the schools, and we see it even in commentators, innocently even promulgating it without even knowing they are promulgating it. And so I think that is, that's the way I keep a handle on it, because it is rather nebulous and is inherently nebulous. But and it was manifested, you know, when Christianity was first rising, what was dominated the Roman Empire, growing in dominance, or was the big ideological on its way to monopolizing the ideologies of that area, was the Mithraic Gnosticism. And but then Christianity trumped it, because Christianity in popular parlance there was displayed this amazing character that was even foreign to their previous multiple planetary gods and their Mithraic Gnosticism, and that was the power of charity and love.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the call. I'm gonna have to move on. We're just about out of time here. I know that Michael in New York is on the line. Michael, can you be real quick?
Yes, thank you, Darren. Just following up with the current Pope, the Catholic Church, and anti-individualism, and proving that he's anti-Christian because this country was founded on the Christian principle of individualism. So there you have it, and God bless. Keep up the great work, ladies and gentlemen.
I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks, Roger, for being with us. You know, the hours go by real fast. But we'll do it again, certainly. And we're just about out of time. So, folks, join us again here next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And make those calls, please. We'll talk to you next week.
The harbor's misty in the morning, love. Oh, how I miss December. The frangipani opens up to kiss the salty air. I know you're getting ready for the office. I suppose he's still there with you, sharing our morning song. Winter in America is cold, and I just keep growing older. I wish I could have known enough of love to leave love enough alone. With